We have a large group of people in the U.S. under the age of 5 who are not yet immunized. We have a rapidly changing situation. We have large numbers of immunocompromised people. This is focused on more of the severe hospitalized cases, how many beds are being used by people who have COVID. It ignores all of the consequences of COVID that don't end up in the hospital, such as long COVID, as one example. And you have to remember that only about 30% of America is fully vaccinated and boosted. So to me, while we're seeing really encouraging signs, what we have seen globally 5 times in a row now is a peak in cases, a sharp reduction in those cases, a short interval of suppression, and then another surge. So at a minimum, we have to be ready for the idea that we may have another surge with another variant.